Shir Dalad in Taruvas, continued, Beis Nisan Hetoshimem, Gimel, March 16th, 1983, on Wednesday, continued.
Nasce com a Issa, veio com o casal Israelite, que de razão não dava Issa Seiras, e o casal Simena Issa do Vossi Apóstolo. Vitaim do Ramoshe, Hanehinha de Leque casal da Rua Spaz, veava o piche nossa de Issa Tam de Heter, em Leque no Ló, veava o Abitam que Ica e Alfino Micro, mistava lá em Abo e Achmir o Teiro de Sinastam, Chamissa de Heter, Leque de Issa, que Chaheta com Kach e Issa ao Issa, Shimoyo Issa bem, Vinica Abitecha Heter, Beloim e Sinastam, Loyo Leque o Ló, da Haile de Issa me da Rua Spaz. O Bihach, o Schmeiting, o Schlefon, está aqui, que é o Mamesh, de Baio, o Chore, de Pão, Mazé, o Mises, o Namaio, o Reiter, o Sichem, o Mazé, o Tamaio, o Mamesh, o Reiter. All right, so anyway, so Rabbi Chaim, the Kenyan Chicken is, there are two kinds of Tamaio. One Tamaio is, when is, a Kazai with the Hiras Pras, when you have a Kazai is, in every eight, say, Simon, when it's in the ratio, of 1 to 8, of course, if it's 1 to 7, 1 to 6, or Haskam of the Ham. But then there is another Tam Kikia, let's say in the ratio of 59, but there is still a Tam. There is still a Tam. So both are also the same. But in order to apply the Aloha of Heta Nepach Liisea, Rab Mechan Kain says there has to be Kazayu Adechilas Pras. If there is Kazai Lechlas Pras, then it's considered Al-Pidin Tami Umamoshe. Tami Umamoshe. But if there is no Kazai Lechlas Pras, let's say it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, or 1 to 9, not in the ratio of 1 to 8, so then it's Tami Veloi Mamoshe. So it's also something that I say, but Malkes there isn't. Malkes there isn't. So what's the pshat? So we explained it last time, the Shita of Rav Nachman Kain. Because all of Rabbi Akiva, they learn out Tam Ki Ikea from the posik of Mishra Sanovim. So what does the Torah say? That Mishra Sanovim lo yishte. No say. מיין משיח יאזיע חיל סיין חיל משיח לו ישתה בכל מישרא סנובי לו ישתה ואנובי מאחים ביבי שמו יח בכל מישרא סנובי לו ישתה בוא נדמי בכל מישרא סנובי לו ישתה בכל מישרא סנובי לו ישתה means that he soaked הנובי in water. So many times if you soak הנובי in water, so it's not only that it absorbs the tam. If you soak a novin for a long time in water, so then the klipe of the novin is falls off and from the novin, and then there can be even kazayla d'achiras pras also. Kazayla d'achiras pras also. So the melee. Behold, so the posik behold mishra sanovim liyishte, which means there is a lab deraisa and there is malkes. So his reference, according to Rav Nachman Kain, not that it's mukher, because sometimes there is no kazai v'achilas pras when you soak a novin in water, but sometimes you might have, because a lot of the klipe, you know, of the novin, so it becomes mixed up with the water. With the water. So this Kazai the first class. Apparently, according to Rav Nachman Kain, the posik Bechol Mishra Sanovim Liyishte has reference to the case where there is Kazai the first class. Sometimes there isn't. But according to Rav Nachman Kain, posik has reference to such a case where there is Kazai the first class. So then there is a lot Gomo, Mashayim Kain, Rav Akiva, for example, Rav Akiva. So he applies the posik alone in Ishte to Heta Misal Prisa. So how does he know Tamki, Rabbi Akiva? From the posik of Gilui Midyon. Now, as far as the Droshe from Gilui Midyon is concerned, no one can be Chilik. And then Roshe, even the Rabbonim of Rabakim, who learn Alitam Iker from Mishras Hanovim Leishte, from Mishras Hanovim Leishte, but they certainly can learn out from the Posik of Gil Midian. As a matter of fact, the Primigodim in his Psych, I think, says that there is one Chidesh from the Droshe, from the Posik of Gil Midian, that we couldn't learn out from the Posik of Mishras Hanovim Leishte. Because from the Posik of Mishras Hanovim Leishte, we can only learn that the Tamrishe of Iser is also the Reise. How about Tam Sheni? Nesim Tam? Bar Nesim Tam? Not learn out from the Posik of Mishras Hanovim Leishte that Nesim Tam, Nesim Tam. Nesim Tam, Bar Nesim Tam is also. Because when you soak Hanovim in water, so the Hanovim directly give it Tam in the water. Mashaykei, when you take a kele in which Isa was nisbashe, suppose, let's say, in the morning, so chilev was nisbashe, chilev or dam was nisbashe in a certain kele, in a certain kele, and then in the afternoon, so yam nisbashe il bosom. So then it's not the first time of Isa, it's nisim tam bar nisim tam. So nisim tam bar nisim tam, the teira is muta. That's the aloch of nabanat. But Nesim Tam, Ba Nesim Tam, the Yisrael is also. But we cannot, how do we know that Nesim Tam, Ba Nesim Tam, the Yisrael is also? How do we know? Not from the Droshe of Mishras Hanovim Leish. So the Primigodim in the Psicha says, I think so, I think that he says. So that the Aloche, that Nesim Tam, Ba Nesim Tam, the Yisrael is also, and the Reise, that we learn out only from the Posik of Yud and Yom, even according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, so the Posik of Mishras Hanovim Leishte doesn't say anything about Tamkikya. It says that Hetam Starv Leisa, Hetam Starv Leisa. But in other words, the Posik of Mishras Hanovim Leishte tells us that if you take pas and you soak it in wine, and then part of the pas does not have any wine. Let's say only half of a slice of bread, let's say, has wine. And the other one does not have wine. And then you eat that piece of pas, even though the kazayis is mitzure, through the wine and the pas together. So, yachay malkis. That's it. I'm starting to say, according to Rabbi Akiva. So, how does Rabbi Akiva know the aloche? How does Rabbi Akiva know the aloche of Tam Ki Ker from the Posik of Gil Midian? So Rabbi Akiva learns out the whole aloch of Tam Ki Ker from the Posik of Gil Midian. The Rabbonim of Rabbi Akiva, they learn out the aloch of Tam Ki Ker from the Posik Mishras Hanovim Leishte, but Mishras Hanovim Leishte doesn't say anything about Nesim Tam Ba Nesim Tam Yisore. Because when here it's the primary time, it's the first time, it's not a derivative time. Mashaik in the Posik of Yulimidyo tells us about the aloche that even a derivative time of Isa is also. Because when you cook Isa in the pot, so the Isa gives it time in the pot. And then you cook Heter in the same pot within 24 hours, so the Heter, the pot gives it time in the Heter. So it's a derivative time. It's a nascent time, bar nascent time. So the melee, according to Rabbi Chaim Keren, if there is kazayi ve'achilas pras, so then there is malchus, because the posik v'chol mishras hanovim leishte is to be applied to a case where in every pras, in every dalet beitzim of the water, you have a kazayis of the anovim. You have the kazayis of the anovim. So then is chayv malchus. So then it's heter lepach leisa, because the Torah says loishte. That means heter lepach leisa. Masheim kei. If there is no kazayis lechilas pras, so it's still also midraise. Why? Why? Because of the posik of Gula Midyon. Let's say, a kele in which Isa was Nisbashir does it. So it absorbs minute particles of the Isa, but does it absorb all the time? Kazayda de Achelas Pras? No. It certainly does not always absorb Kadaya Bypass, assuming that it's possible to absorb. Assuming, I mean, which seems to be unlikely. But you certainly couldn't say that every time you cook Isa in a pot, so the Deva Nakli absorbs Kazayin of the Achilas Pras. I mean, that's very, very unlikely. But the Torah says that if you want Magyar the Kele, and you cook Tetel, so the Tafshil of Tetel is also. Why? Because when you cook Isa in the Kele, so the Deva Nakli absorbs particles of Isa, and then when you cook a few hours later, Heter in the same Kele, so some of the minute particles of Isa are niflat and they are absorbed by the Kele, even though there is no Kazai with the Chilas Pras. So still the Torah says it's Osa, but here it's only a Nisarese. Here it's only a Nisarese. So the Mele, there is no Malchus. That's the Shite of Abnei Chaim Keir. Now, so the crazy place he says, that the umiu, that there is a Toyes Atfus, and we have to hear as umiu pireish Rabbi Nochayim, that's Rabbi Nochayim Keir that the Rosh mentions. The min b'minei kim sheni sitam in atayra bottom rov, elo shachachomi mitzkich osamech, v'ishaloi b'minei osam atayra atzamech. So also it is even there is no kazai b'dechelas pras. Elo shein leikin olo, achehei b'kol kach b'lo yisea, achehei b'sech kol balet beit min ha'eter, kazai b'sna yisea. V'os hayev al kol kazai b'sna kazai b'sna yisea. Then it's at the level of yisea. So in other words, there are two kinds of tamkikya. There is one category of tamkikya where there is kazai b'dechelas pras, so then it's at the level of yisea. And then there is another category of tamkikya where there is no kazai b'chilas pras. So there the aloch of tamkikya is that there is no bittul, but not that the heter is nefach l'yisea. So in Meile there is no malkes because it's not at the nefach l'yisea. So it doesn't eat kazayis with the achilas pras, but also with the rice it is, because since there is no bittul, so in Meile it's chotishio. Chotishio is also not all. The oshaye valko kazayis kazayis menu. Vinafkimine, in misarif min mine, vinishpar vinyen shinchin lamido, vishare, in misboya shel yorube heter, muter, visvekin rabbonu lehokeo, vin misbaya shel yorube yoyoeter, vin misarif vishayne mine, vin mishpar izoser, visvekin de reise lechum. Now the Gemore, that's a Gemore. The Gemore says, No, not that. So the next thing, so easy enough. Because of Rashbo, in Shemisare Vimine Vishayine, Vinishpa, Rei Meshayine Mine Kayine, Vitein Rei Marshemine Yoyaro Vinisbate, Kehecha de Abrino, that's the one. Rei Mes Mine Kayine, Rehoke, Vishayine Mine Robo of Nubatle, Reman Israel Mine Ligoto. So now let's see Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Mimine is only bottle, with the rice it's not bottle, so after the bell of the bottle, suppose there is a taruves of Mine and Choy Mine, there is a taruves of Mine and Choy Mine, let's say. Now, Bosso Shchuto and Bosso Nebeiro. Bosso Shchuto and Bosso Nebeiro. Bosso Shchuto and Bosso Nebeiro. So, that's Mimine. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I feel a bell for them. Now, suppose there is a tarubes of Min Bimine and Min Shalom Bimine. Min Bimine and Min Shalom Bimine. Let's say, suppose that one kazayis of Nivele was mixed up, was mingled, evenly, with 60 zaysin of shchut, a conqueror of Rabbi Yehuda. So there is bittul. בשישי. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also afilu be'alef ribon. But suppose there is soup also. There is soup also. Now you ask soup. So that is only sneaker. I mean, how can there be taruves? If it's sneaker isa, there is no taruves. But suppose sometimes, let's say the soup was solidified, it became frozen. It was solidified, and it looks, the soup looks like the bosom. Looks like the bosom. So suppose, in other words, it's not nikar isa. So suppose you have one kazayis of the leire was misari with sixty zaysim of shuta. So according to Rabbanon is bottle. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not bottle. But suppose there is soup also, and suppose the soup is soup of shchuta. It's not soup of nevela. It's shchuta soup. It's shchuta soup. And suppose that there is daruves. It's not nikalisa. Suppose the soup was frozen, was solidified. So in other words, so you have one kazayis of nevela being mixed with 60 zaysim of bosor shchuta, and also it's also mixed evenly distributed with 60 zaysim of shchuta soup, frozen soup. So that I'm mentioning an example of frozen soup, in other words, an example where it's not nikalis. Usually it's not frozen, one is a liquid, one is a solid. Some melee, there is no tahumes, it's nikalis, and you can immediately identify one from the other. So I mention an example, frozen soup. So in other words, you have 60. So if you have, so Gemara says as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Mimimine is after a bell of the bottle. So if a kazayis of shchuto is nisari with 60, I'm sorry, a kazayis of nevela is nisari with 60 kazim of shchuto and Mimimine distributed, so then it's not bottle. But suppose you have one kazayis of nevela is evenly mixed up with 60 zaysim of shchuto, and in addition, it's evenly mixed up with 60 zaysim of frozen shchuto soup. So then, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's bottle. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's bottle. Why? Because in reines minei kileinei, reines minei kileinei, we just ignore the minei. The minei we ignore. The minei we ignore. As if the 60 zaysim of shchuta didn't exist. We have in the path 60 zaysim of shchuta. But let's ignore it. You also have 60 zaysim of frozen shchuta soup. So just ignore. Just ignore the shchuto, the kazayis shchuto, the shchaites is on. So mele, the kazayis, just ignore the 60 zaysim of shchuto, of bosor shchuto. So just consider the 60 zaysim of shchuto soup. So mele, the shchuto, the 60 zaysim of shchuto soup is mevatel the kazayis nivelo. That's what Gemara says. So maybe the Rashba mentions a similar halacha. Now that Gemara mentions in connection with Rabbi Yehuda that the who says me mivine is loybot. But if Isa is nisari, if Isa is nisari with minei and shaloi minei, so then, and there is shishi in the shaloi b'minei heter to be mevatel the measure of Isa. So then, even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that b'minei is loy b'minei, but in this case we don't have to resort to the b'minei. So the shaloi b'minei heter is mevatel Isa. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be mevatel. So the Rashba says, the same thing is true with the Yidah, who passed like the Rabbonah. that min b'minei is bottle b'shishi. And so, mid rabbono is bottle b'shishi, but mid raise is bottle b'rov. So now, if it's only the rabbonon, if the requirement of shishim is only the rabbonon, so in case of sofik we can be tailor the hoke. Suppose we don't know whether shishim in the minei of the heter neged the measure of isa of the minei, so we can be tailor the hoke. So the Rashba says shimisa leminei sheimim v'nishpa, and now we don't know whether the eni minei had shishi. So whether the eni minei had shishi neged the minei rein sheini minei kileinei v'tein leima sheminei oyero v'nisbate keiched amrin on rein es minei kileinei v'hoke v'sheini minei rodo lo from batlei l'man v'isle minei minei botlu v'hanen hilei sheini v'poneinu כגן שנשפח, אבל לפנינו אלה שנדבוק ומשארי, אבל דרבון ניתן לו הוקר. הלכה לך, אופי שהוא דרבונון, צורך סמח כנגד כל. So in other words, when are we tailoring דרבונון והוקר, in other words, if it's impossible to be divided, but suppose it's possible, but he's lazy. He doesn't want to weigh it. He doesn't want to measure it. So then we don't say, it's נשפח. So the melee, he doesn't know whether there is שישים or not. Let us be tailored הוקר. Just because he's lazy. Since we cannot say Svekin Rabban Lehokeir if it's Efshatim B'Nivarev, we say Svekin Rabban Lehokeir if it's Efshatim B'Nivarev. But if, so that's another halacha. But suppose it's Nishpach and it's Efshatim B'Nivarev, and we know for sure. Now let's say, he's taking this example. Let's say we had a Kazayis, of Medelo, mingled evenly with a number of Gzeisim of Shchuto. Whether the Gzeisim of Shchuto were 60 or 59 or 50 or 40 or 30 or 20, we don't know. But they were, by far, there were many, many Gzeisim of Shchuto. Exactly how many Gzeisim, whether they were 60 gzeisim of shchuto or less than 60, we don't know. And then there was soup also. There was soup. There was frozen shchuto soup. So, but the frozen shchuto soup. So, now we don't know whether there was shishim in the soup, the shchuta soup, or less than shishim. We don't know. But one thing we are sure. We are not sure as to whether there was shishim in the soup, in the reite, neged the kazalis nevel. We don't know. And we don't know whether there was shishim in the kazalis of the, in the gzeisim of the shchuta there was shishim, neged the kazayis nevele. But one thing we are sure, that there were certainly raw gzeisim of shchuta, and it was nishpach. So now we don't know whether originally there was shishim or there wasn't shishim. So the Rashba says, mentions a big thing. Shishim, sarim, minim, shemim, minim. ונשפח רעין השני מיני כלעיני ותאים לימה שמיני הויו רוב ונסבטה כיחד אמרים אומרים אס מיני כלעיני לאוקר ושני מיני רוב לא מבטלי למען יש למי מיני ליבוטו. That's what the Rashba says. So the Marshal is חילי כאן the Rashba. The Marshal is מה שלומץ again the Rashba. He says, how can we make an analogy between rain, the halacha that the Gemara mentions, alibed Rav Yude, of rain, minei kish kileinei, v'sheini minei robolov batlei, and the case of the Rashba mentions, of rain, alibed Rabono, that minei is bottle the rov with Raise, that we should say, rain, sheini minei kileinei, they, how can we make such an analogy? How can we make such an analogy? So the Mashal is Chedesh. Now, turn to the Shulchan Aruch, so you'll see. The Simen Tzadik Chedesh. Over Siv Beis and Siman Tzadik Ches in the Mechaba without going over the Ramo, because the Death Ramo discusses another halach, a very complicated Ramo. Siv Beis, if Isaiah bin Bimine Vinishta, bin Yen Shei, Yechim Mamido of Ishare, in Leda Shoyahu Beheter, Muter, bin Roy Leda Shoyahu Beheter also. Why? Because Min Bimine is bottom in the Raisa Dro. Rashi and the Baramoyer are the only Rishonim that I know who say that it's a Yalfuse Gmure. So, but all the other Rishonim hold that the Yalfuse from Sreya Bashevo, the Yalfuse of Shishi, by Min Bimine is Rasmachte. So that means Midrash say we don't require Shishi by Tarubis of Min Bimine. We only require Ro. So, mainly in case of Mishpach, we know that there were at least two measures of Heter as against one measure of Isa, at least two. So, but we don't know whether there were 60 measures or maybe only 59. But there is a possibility there were 60 measures. And we are sure there were at least two measures of Heter as against one measure of Isa, Min Bimine. So, the mainland, there is no shiloh in the ice. In the ice, it's certainly bottom. Is the Isa Metach Heter. But the shiloh in the Rabbon. So, we are thinking, okay. Suppose he doesn't know anything. It's possible, in his mind, there is a possibility that he was 60 Zaysim of Shchuto against the one Kazayis of Nevelo, and it's possible that there was just one Kazayis of Shchuto as against the one Kazayis of Nevelo. In such a case, he cannot be Deo Heta because they are sacred eyes. But if he's sure that the Chol HaPoch has at least there were two Zaysim of Shchuto, and maybe there were 60 days of Shchuto, and there is the Sofik has the range between 2 and 60. But so there is no Shailen in the Raisi, only Shailen Rabbon. So we are thinking okay, that there were 60 days. That's what Mechaba says. Abba, in the Sari Vishayimine, the Mishpah being in Shayachel and Amidol of Shari, after the Neda Shayahu, we had to also, because Tam Kikar is the Raisi. So the fact that we know there was rov in the soup against the kazayis of Nevelo, and the soup is soup of Heter, so that's not enough. V'nisare v'ninei v'shemi v'ninei, that's the Rashbos v'ninei. V'nishpar v'ninei sh'yichim l'amidol et v'share, v'nei da'sho yoru b'heter, m'ninei, rei v'shemi v'ninei k'einei, v'yasho, Mine Robo of Mbak. So look in the Taos. Rajbo Yawiflo Sifhei. Rajbo Yawiflo, we might have been ignore with the beauty, he said in the Mine Riboto, in the Sala Mine, in the Mine Sala Kesimine Kleine, we say in the Mine Robo of Mbak, and that's a more than precious. How can I make up with the dawn, the Heper, the Mine, the Mine Kilmina Tele, and the Abu Mine, Alcoho, in the Sala. Anshom, the Marshal Pirkel Abbas was in the Gov, because of the Rajbo, and now Shechilako. Vizel Shein. Nearly Shein said, Dini in Klau. Divishle in the Hossam Gabin, Divine, Divmore, Divine, Sadis Mestan, or Shechil Sakosevu. We have Yude, Shein, Bottom Dinine, Mishimoha Kikaname Bad, Dinine, Amina Salikas Mine, Keshivato Satan, Dinine, Umayoye Mutter Hake. Aber hoche, ma is ja schon in Mine, bin ich nicht da mit der Reise. אם כן היכה שמשתחרתי, אפילו כנענו מיני בעדי, סייפסי ודאי בסופי כמדס, וסייקי דרייסה לחומרי, עד כאן לשעיני. So the Marshal is saying, the Taz agrees with the Hashem. Now, how should we say? Suppose the Hashem didn't discuss it, the Marshal didn't discuss it, the Taz didn't discuss it. We have to discuss it. We are the first one to discuss it. How should we say? Now, I think that last time I already mentioned while we went over the Rosh and the Anoshe, so we mentioned that altogether there are six Shittas. Six Shittas in Tam Kikya. One Shitta of Tam Kikya is the Shitta of Rashi. So on a theoretical level, Rashi is the biggest label, not on a practical level. Because Midrabonon, according to Rashi, it's also the Rishishi. But on a theoretical level, we can say Rashi, insofar as the Derisi is concerned, so Rashi is the biggest maker. Rashi is the biggest maker. In other words, the Tam Kikya per se is nothing worse than the Derisi. It's never worse than the Derisi. It's only worse than the Rabbah. So that's one shit. Rashi Shita, the Tam Kikya is the Rabbah. Then there is the Shita of Rabbanetam Shita, the way the Rosh mentions Rabbanetam, who is the biggest Machmer. The Tam Kikya is the Raise, even without Kazayla the Chilas Pras. And furthermore, that Heter is Nepach Lisa. Heter is Nepach Lisa. That's the biggest Chumah, Rabbanetam. Then there is the Shita of the Raive, and probably the Bar. The Raive, all right. Baramoya, we'll discuss on it. The Shita of the Raive, and the Baramoya is the same Shita that in that the Tam Kikya, the Dekterasakosu of Yishra Sanomim Yelishke doesn't imply that the Heter is never Felicia, that the water becomes, the water that absorbs the Tam of the Anomim becomes like a Heptz of Anomim, just because it has the Tam of Anomim. No, that since it has the Tam of Anomim, so the juice from the Anomim, or the particles of the Anomim, that it absorbs, does not become bottom of the rope. It does not become bottom of the rope, so the male, in order to be Chayav Malkes, he has to eat a kazayis of the Anomim, or of the juice. A kazayis of the Anomim, or of the juice of the Anomim. So if he eats kazayis of the Achilles Pras, he's Chayav Malkes, as the Rabbi would say. If he doesn't eat kazayis of the Achilles Pras, he's not Chayav Malkes, but in Isa Verai, he's Eber. Why? Because since Tam Kikya implies that the heretofore Yisrael, let's say the juice of the Anodim, or the particles of the Anodim, of the Chatzanim or the Zag, I mean the minute particles of the Chatzanim and the Zag, does not become bottle. So even though he didn't eat the Kazayis of the Anodim or of the juice in the course of 9 minutes, he ate it in the course, let's say, of 6 hours, but Chotzi Shio is also not over. So even if he ate in Mashi, of the juice of the Anodim in the water. So the Mele is Abraham Israelans. So that's the Shite of the Raive. The Tam Kikya implies that if there is a Tam Iser in the Heter, so then the heretofore Iser does not become bottle. Does not become bottle. But so the heretofore Iser remains Iser. But the heretofore Heter remains Heter, not like on the Tam. That the heretofore Iser is Iser, and even the heretofore Heter becomes converted into Iser. That's not. That's the Raivachi. And then we have the Shite of Rabbanchaim Keir, that there are two categories of Tam Kikya. One is learned out from Mishras Anovi, with Mishte, so that implies a like Rabbanchaim, that Heter is Nepach Iser, and then the Alfuse from the Gideon, not the Heter Nepach Liyisea, but that it's not both. That it's not both. So that's the fourth sheet. That's the fourth sheet. Then there is the sheet of our abrogated Molainish, we saw the faces in the other dimensions, that we pass like Habakile, so we learn out the whole aloche of Tam Kikya from Yuli Midyon, and there is no lab, so it's only Nisarese. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak Molainish, even by Minshoevi Minei, Midraise, there is Bittul Grob, and the Ikya Misa, and the lab, and the Isakores, but there is a new Isar, a Nisarese, from Yuli Midyon. Elu Isar, in dieser Reise, but only an Isar is. So the Shita Parabab is in the language is that the Tamti Iker implies a new Isar. It's an Isar Esse. But not that Heter is Nepach Isar, and not even that no people is Chal. Because if no people will be Chal, so then he would be even alive. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak Malina, she is never even alive. Even if he'll be Kazai, he will not be even alive. But he'll be even an Isares. And Isares is in there without the Lechel Aspras. So that means that insofar as the Isar of Nibelin is concerned, the Isar of Dan, the Isar of Chilet, so it's but the law. But there is a new Isares of Tam Kinkia. So he's never Chayav Malkis, even if he eats Kazai Lechel Aspras. So that's the 15. And then the 6th sheet is the sheet of the Rambam. The sheet of the Rambam, the way, I mean, so what is the sheet of the Rambam? There is a machlekes between the Mani Mishne and the Mishne. Reb Chaim's pshat in the Rambam is based upon the sheet of the Mani Mishne. Upon the sheet of the Mani Mishne in Chometz Matzo, in connection with Tahudes Chometz. So that means the Tam Kikias, Reb Chaim says, that according to the Rambam, now it's very important, Reb Chaim, in Macholos Asuras and Tantidia, that according to the Rambam, there should be Bittul Barov. There should be Bittul Barov. But there is a posik of Mishchas Anovim Leishe, so that implies an Iser, a new Iser, a new Iser of Tam Tidia. The Tam is also, but that new Iser precludes Bittul. In other words, if not for the new Yisrael of Tam Ki Iker, there would be Bittul Barov. But as a result of the new Yisrael of Tam Ki Iker that is learned out from Mishas Anov Leishte, so Bittul is precluded because Tam is Osa. Tam is Osa. So mainly it precludes Bittul. So it precludes Bittul. So, but that new aloha of Tam Ki Iker Midraise applies only to Itarubes of Kazai Lechelas Pras. In other words, according to Rashi, so Kazai Lechelas Pras is the ratio of 1 to 8. According to the Rambam, the Pras is 3 to 18, so the ratio of Kazai Lechelas Pras is not a ratio of 1 to 8, but 1 to 6. That's another question. What is, how many Beitzim Pras represents, whether Rashi says that Pras represents 4 Beitzim, and the Rambam, it represents 3 Beitzim. Now, and Kazayis is Chotzi Beitzim, so it's the ratio of 1 to 6. So according to the Rambam, the Magmishna says that according to the Rambam, only if the Tarubes is in the ratio of 1 to 6, Kazayim v'achilas Pras. So then the Aloche of Tam Kikya applies. But if it's not in the ratio of 1 to 6, the aloha of Tam Ki Iker doesn't apply. Then it's only Osea, the Rabbah. That's the 6 sheet. Anyway, so there is one sheet that Tam Ki Iker is Osam the Rabbah. There is one sheet that Tam Ki Iker is Osam the Raise, but Osam the Raise in the sense that no Bittul is Chal. There's a Raya sheet. So, but Heter is not Nepach Lisa. And there is one sheet of the Tam that it's Heter Nepach Lisa. And there is one shite like Rav Nachman Kehen, that they are two alochas of Tam Kikya. Because I'm a chilas pras, and then it's a chalapalisa, if not a chalas pras, so then no bitu is chal. And then there is a shite, Rav Yisrael Molayne, it's a new Yisrael, bitu is chal, but there is a new Yisrael. Now, in the case of the Rajbo, in the case of the Rajbo, in Yisrael, the Mine, the Shein, the Mine, the Mishpach, Sreine, the Shein, the Mine, the Kaleine. Now, the Mishpach is important, because it is of practical significance, because if it's Nishpach, if it's Ishailen in the Rabbanon, so then we are Tehru Lohoki. If it's Ishailen in the Rai, we're not Tehru Lohoki. So let's forget the Rabbanon. So let's forget the Rabbanon. Let's just discuss the Rais. So Mumele, if we discuss it on the Rais level, so we don't have to visualize a case of Nishpach. We have to visualize a case of Nishpach practically, in order that they should be able to be tailored off. But suppose, on a theoretical level, we want to know, is it Muta Midraise or it's Osa Midraise? So then we don't have to mention Mishpat. In other words, the Rajpa says one thing, that suppose one Kazais of Nevela is evenly commingled with two kezeisim one second please. So it is evenly commingled with two kezeisim of shchuto, and also it's evenly commingled with two kezeisim of frozen shchuto soup. I mention it frozen in order to make it easier. In other words, because otherwise there is a shaila, how can we discuss people? How can we say people? So it's nikaisa, we can separate, we can identify one from the other, but if it's solidified, so we can visualize a situation where we cannot identify one from the other. So in other words, so according to the Rashi, if a kazayis of the veil is evenly mixed with two kizaisim of shchuto, and also evenly commingled with two kizaisim of frozen soup. Soup, shchuto soup. So there, midrash says mita. I can eat the whole talis. Of course, it's awesome. So in the case of Mishpach, all right, anyway, so it's midraisa, it's muta. Midraisa, it's muta. Why is it muta midraisa? Let's forget Mishpach. So midraisa, it's muta. Why? Because just as the Gemara says in connection with Rabbi, that if min b'nine is, if we have tarubes of min b'nine and we have the b'nine of heter, and we have the shaloi b'nine of heter. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there is shishi in the sheini mine, so even Rabbi Yehuda will be made that it's muter because reines mine kileine, we ignore it as if it didn't exist. So the mele, the sheini mine of heter, heshishi is mivate, the Gemara says is mivate. The sheini mine of viser, the shishi. So the same thing is true if we have a kazayis of Pesach that is nisar with the kazayis of Heter Mine, and with the kazayis of Sar, the kazayis of Pesach is niure with two kzeisim of Heter Mine, and also with two kzeisim of Heter Mine. So with the Raise, we are allowed to eat it. Why? With the Raise, we are allowed to eat it. Why? Because rain is shein mine kileine. Let's forget the mine. So the heter of the kazayis nivela becomes bottle. The kazayis nivela becomes bottle in the two kzeisim of mine shchuta. So we can forget. So the mashal is the kashe. But if there are only two kzeisim of soup, heter because soup. So the mele, the kazayis nevele, in all probability, gives a tam of nevele in the soup, in the shchuto soup. So the mele, it's all there. So how can we say reines? As any minikilene, what is it? We close our eyes. That's the kashe by the mashal. And the mashal, so the mashal's tainus appears to be a very strong tainus. So what does the Taz say? The Taz says, no. So he said, Ulan is dying. Now, he said, we read it in the Taz, in Sifhe. Ulan is dying to hear a different Ashbon Echelim of Rome. The Abdullah Munam Bigmoth. So אם הוא איסה, הוא ממין אלוהים ההנו שתוצא לך קודם תרגיל. ואפילו אוכל צון גימור עשרת לא יאמין אותם. אלוקים שאין לי בוס השכות עם ישראל על המחנס נעבו בסחשוב, אבו נוסה לכסטין היתר, כאילו אין אי, והוא ידע כבר ידע רובס, כאילו כשפות הוא ניסה מהאח או איסה, וראיתי, הבו איסה כמעט לא עשה, ואין כאן אפילו בלי ידי משהו, כי הוא הדימאמה של נידון, שמין אי בוס הדרום להתאר, ומיני ניסה מהאח לכל העלמה, וניסה לי בוס השכות עם ידעי לה, וראיתי, ואין כאן סמך לבד לא נדלה, ניצו שיש כאן הפדה לבד לא אינסה, ובוס השכותו, ניצה צורית נגדי, ובמיני מהם הרוב נתירה, אלא שרוב עשר הורית מצד שלי בסמך נגדי איסאה, נמצא של איסי בטעם, וזה אמבינון, וחשינו מוריתה, כאילו ניסה לי בנם דירה, כאילו שכבו פתאו אמבינו למחנסים ובמיני, והבי כמעט לא עשר, ולכן
let's forget the Nishma and let's discuss it theoretically and in the answer level. So briefly, and in the answer level, the Rashba says, the Rashba and the Tazi agrees with the Rashba that if the Kazayis of Shchuto was evenly mixed with two Gzeisi, I'm sorry, the Kazayis of Neveiro was evenly mixed with two Gzeisi of Shchuto and also with two Gzeisi of Shchut Asuk means Shaloi Bimineg of Shchut Asuk, so then Midrashi allowed to eat the meat with the soup, everything you're allowed to eat. Why? Because Rein Midrashi, we say Rein as a Sheini Milki Rein, suppose there hadn't been Shchut Asuk, just two Zaysim of Shchut. So then the Kazayis Neveiro Midrashi would lose its identity in the two Gzeisim of Shchuto. So the Mele it's Muta. It's Muta. So the Mashal says, no, but here we feel the tam of Nevele in the soup. When one tastes the soup, let's say Goy tasted the soup. All right, you're not allowed to tell the Goy because of his Anoyim. But we did tell the Goy to taste the soup. And he says, oh, I feel the tam of Boso in that soup. So still, the Rashba says, Midrashi, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat the soup, everything. Everything. How are you allowed to eat the soup? Because rain is a rated kilaine. What do you mean rain is rated kilaine? What kind of language is it? Rain is rated kilaine. Now, the Taz says that Zebobo ate by people. But that should be told why is Tam Kikya the rice? According to the Raya Chite, so Tam Kikya the rice means And many Rishonim agree with the Shita of the Raile, the Balamoya. Many Rishonim agree with the Shita of the Raile. And then, if there is no Kazai Be'Achilas Pras, so then Rabbi Chaim Kahan also agrees with that concept. That what does Tam Ki Iker imply? Tam Ki Iker implies that there is no Bittul. And the here the is, if we can feel the Tam, if we can feel the Tam of the Isra, so then no Bittul is Chal. That's the Aloha. As long as we can feel the Tam of the Isra, so then Bittul is not Chal on the Isra. So Bittul is not Chal on the Isra, mitzah the Eini Mine. Because the Eini Mine has the Tam of the boss. So the soup, the Reitev, cannot be Mivatel, the Kazai Shchut. Because the Reitev has the Tam of the Psalmei. So then the Rashba says, but who is asked that it's not necessary for us that the Reitev should be Mivatel, the Kazai Shchut. The two Gzeisim Shchuto are capable of being Mivatel. The Kazayis Nevelo. So the identity of the Nevelo is lost. The identity of the Nevelo is lost in the identity of the two Gzeisim Shchuto Midrais. That's what the Rashba says. But, so the Yam Shchoyne says, but how can we say it's Botel? But we feel the Tam. So the answer is this. Now, there is a rabbi in Philadelphia who gives a hechsher, I'm not saying anything against the hechsher. So he gives a hechsher on bacon-like beef. In other words, it's beef, it could be black kosher beef too. But they put in certain chemicals and that gives it the tam of bacon. In other words, there are some Orthodox Jews in America who have an interrogate to taste bacon. They have to taste bacon. So there is a certain plant in Philadelphia and it manufactures beef, black kosher beef. So, and that is made in a synthetic way that it should have the tam of bacon. So anyone say, well, this beef has the tam of bacon, tam kikya. Of course it's nonsense, because tam kikya is osa minatoro, or osa midrabono, let's say, or midrash is midrabono. So it's only osa if the tam emanates from the double osa. But here the tam emanates not from the double osa, not from bacon. There is no bacon in that beef. Because of certain chemicals. So the fact that you feel a tam of bacon when it doesn't emanate from bacon doesn't take it also. So that's the swore the Yom Shoshoyme as the kashe. How can the Rashba say the thief, a kazayis of shchut, was nisari with, I'm sorry, a kazayis of nevelo, was nisari with two gzeisim of shchut and two gzeisim of reitev. Also had there two gzeisim of mine and two gzeisim of kenimine. So Midrash says, what's the source? We need to do it. Why? Midrash says, it's wood. Why? Because rain is kenimine kelene. Rain is kenimine kelene. But, and mine, so the two gzeisim of shchuto, the mine, is levate. The identity of the Kazayis of Nivele, so the identity of the Kazayis of Nivele is lost in the identity of the two Gzeisim of Shchuto. So then, the Yom Shchoyim and the Kashim, but we still feel the Tam in the soup. How can one eat the soup? He feels the Tam of the Nivele in the soup. The answer is, since the identity of the Kazayis Nivele is lost, is bottled in the identity of the two gzeisim of the Bosa Shchuto of Minei, so the Mele too he feels the Tam of soup. So then it's like a synthetic Tam of Nevele in Bosa Shchuto. So it's like the bee that has the hachshav of a certain home in Philadelphia. That's the svar of the Rashi. So what is the svar? But this is only if we say that the halacha of tam ki iker, the halacha of tam ki iker implies that if there is tam, that if one feels the tam of iser in the gdeire, so then the iser is not but. So then we say, as the Rashi says, rein es eile mine kileine, who has to have recourse to the people of iser in the enemy name? No, the iser can become bottle in the mine. We don't have to have recourse to people who iser the enemy. Of course, since in the enemy name, the soup, the rete, hence the time of the nevele, so nevele, the rete cannot be mevatel, the nevele. But the shchuto, the two things of shchuto, they are capable of being mevatel. So nevele, so then there is no kashe, he feels the time of the nevele. It's not nevele. It's not nevele. It is nefach leheter. It's nefach leshchuto. So the time that we feel is the time of the Pasa Shchuto, because as a result of the people of the Kazayis of the Nevele in the two Kazayisim of Shchuto, so the here to four Kazayis Nevele becomes converted into Shchuto. Bitul Belov, Midraise. So Nevele, when he feels the time, is the time of Eter, it's not the time of Isa. But if we say, like Abinatam, if we say like Abinatam, that the halacha of Tam Kika is not that people is not Tam, the Tam of Yisrael converts the Hetal, the heretofore Hetal Yisrael, so the soup itself becomes the Nevele. It's not that the Nevele doesn't become bottle in the soup. The Reiter becomes a Hefze of Reiter Nevele. The Hetal is never Yisrael. So Nevele, the Yam Shashem is right. And if we say, so, according to the Raivetz Pshat in Tam Ki Iker, so the Rashbos, Shite, we can understand. According to Rabbi Tam's Pshat in Tam Ki Iker, the Tam Ki Iker is not that there is no people if there is Tam Yisrael. There is no people. But if there is Tam Yisrael, so that converts the year to for Heter to Isa. So then, of course, the Yam Shishlein is right. From the point of view of Rabbi Tam's Mondes, the Yam Shishlein is right. And from the point of view of Harav Rebisek Molainis Mondes, again, the Yam Shishlein is right. Because what does Harav Rebisek Molainis say? That Tam Ki Ikea is a new Isa, it's a new Isa Reset. So in other words, the old Isa, the love of Pesechu Komevelo, the love of Chilev, the love of Dam, the love of whatever it is, becomes bottle. Behold. But the tam, the fact that the Yisrael produces a tam, that gives rise to a new Yisrael. So Memele, true. So we can say in a chname that rei as eine mine kileine, and it becomes bottle in the mine. So we don't have to resort to the aloche of rein as eine mine kileine to become bottle in the mine. It becomes bottle in the inner mine, even if we didn't have the mine. So just a tahubes of a kazayin of nevele with rete of shchuto. So there would also be bitle called the rabbi in our language. But after it is bottle, there is still a new isha because of the tam. So even though there is bitle, there is a double bitle on the isalam. First of all, there is people of the Kazayis Nivele in the Tugzeisim Reite, because people below, according to Rav Rebisim Olaynish, every case of Tam Ki Iker there is people and the Islam. There is people below. And here we have, in a twofold manner, we have a Chalonis Shem Bito. First of all, the Kazayis Nivele loses his identity in the Tugzeisim Reite, so it's the battle of the Yisalav, and then it's bottle, it loses its identity in the two Zeisim of Shchuto. But there is always little, but still there is a new Yisareseh. So here too there is a new Yisareseh. In other words, what I'm saying is that the svore of the Rashbo can be explained according to the sheet of the Rayet, that Amkikel implies that no bitl is chal if there is tam. So no bitl is chal in the min shein minine. But in the min minine, in the shein minine, bitl is not chal. But in the minine, bitl can be chal. But according from the point of view of the Lomdes, of Habnetam, the Tam Kikel implies that the Heter is nepach l'inser, so here it's not shy to say, the bitl is chal. It's not a question of bitl being chal, bitl not being chal. There is a loche, that if there is Tahubes, and the heretofore Iser gives it Tam and Tahubes, so that converts the whole Tahubes into Iser. As if it had always been Iser. So there is here certainly so for the Yamshe Shoyim is right. In other words, so the Lomdes, the Svore of the Rashbo, cannot be conceived on the basis of the Lomdes of Rametam. It cannot be conceived on the basis of the Lomdes of Rabbis in Malayish, but it can be conceived on the basis of the Lomdes of the Rayet. The Daloch of Tam Kikya is that if there is Tam Iser, so then the Sheine Mine cannot be Mivatel, the Sheine Mine. The Sheine Mine Heter cannot be Mivatel, the Sheine Mine Iser. So that's how we say, Rein Sheine Mine Kleine. So only on the basis of the Lomdes of the Rayve, we can understand the Sheikh of the Rashi. Vadeni of the Rosal Hiskin is for us. Now, Vadeni of the Rosal Hiskin is for us Rabbetan. But see, if we accept the correction made by the Tracy of Tracy, that here it's not Rabbetan, but it's Rabbetan, so that means that Rabbetan cheated the total of the denomination. So, in other words, so not only do we have to make a correction in the top, before, but in the top here, we also have to make a question. Because according to the crazy places, Hagoye, so the Torah doesn't mention Rametam Shite. The Torah doesn't mention Rametam Shite. And the Torah mentions only Rav Nechaim Kein Shite. Now, the Rosh mentions both Shite. The Rosh Shalosh Shite. So why does he say, Vadei Yomi Rosh now? His skin is for us Rav Nechaim. For the Chayim, so because if you go over the Lashon of the Rosh in paragraph Lamed Aleph, so first he mentions Rashi Shite and his Masik, then he mentions Rametam Shite, he doesn't say anything. But then he says Rabbi Chaim Zal Pirish Daira Shabbat Min Sheni Mune, and then he explains it, and then he says the Hashem Psak Rametam. So apparently in Mishpacha Reiti, but it's mashma apparently that a correction has to be made in all the tops in the two. It should be a ches. So in other words, so Rabbi Chaim Zal Pirish, so when he says Vadeni Ovi Orozal, his skin Lisvoras Rabnetam, so it's not Lisvoras Rabnetam, but Lisvoras Rabnechai. The Roy boy, Isa Shemisari Behet, Avi Nua Besechel, Shetzor Samach Mevatle, Fiu Makire, Vushole, Vizeyoke, Tzor Samach Keneget Kol Yisea, Shein on a Yedim Kamayot of the Men. So, Vipichok, Hamivashe, Hamivashe, Vigira Sisa, Shibasiemo, Oy tikh kaf shel misa beheter. Ich bi hay gadne, di bos ab kholo. So samach neget kol ad dero, uch neget kol ma shto khaf ya kaf shen im yedim kam bolay, lo ishne in shel kheres, oy shalein tu shoma. Vol vi vetia. In other words, so not only when the mamoshe shel misa is there, it was round and evenly distributed. But even let's say you cooked a kazayis of chayot, and together, let's say, with 50 zensim of dosa. And then you look at the kdeiro, and it seems that the kvaitz of kdeiro is intact. So we don't assume apparently nothing was nitwa from that kazayis of Torah. Why shouldn't I be allowed to eat the 50 gzeisim of basar? No, you can't say that. Because there is always a possibility that a portion of the kazayis of Torah was nitwa and absorbed by the 50 gzeisim of basar. So then you ask, so how is it that the size of the kazayis of Torah is intact? No, because what could have happened, and the fact that it's not likely, is not to be considered. But it's possible. If what could have happened is, let's say, that the major portion of the kazayis of Chilev was niflat from the kazayis of Chilev, and it was absorbed by the chtichas bosom, that had a size of 50 gzeisim. And then, a little less than the kazayis from the big chticha of Bosor was niflat and was absorbed by the chticha of Chilev. So the melee just happens that it has the same weight and it has the same size, but it's not that it is intact. So because of that, we always have to be chishish for the maximum, that perhaps the bulk of the kazayis of Chilev was niflat from the chtichas Chilev and it was absorbed by the chticha of Bosor. And a little less than the kazayis from the bosor was niflat and it was absorbed by the heretofore chticha of chilev. So the mele it has the same size. So because of that, but since we don't know exactly how much was niflat, so we have to take the maximum. We have to consider the maximum. So we need shishi negate the whole kazayis. So only if the dere there were 60 gzeisim of bosor, then the bosor will be mutar. But if there were 59 gzeisim of bosor, so then the whole bosor will be osa, because of the possibility that this kazayis, that practically the whole kazayis of chilev was niflat from the chilev and it was replaced by a little less than the kazayis of the bosor that was niflat from the bosor and was absorbed by the heretofore chticha of chilev. All right, please.
Yardash Taruvas Shirhei Dalanis and Eto Shemem Gimel March 18, 1983
on Friday. The second line from the end of the Omer in Simon Sarichet, that's sitting here on the base. This is where we left off. In other words, one could argue with deceptively good logic that when do we require shishin if there was mamish a tarubes, you mix, like a isa in heaven. So in other words, you mix, you ground, let's say, some isa, and you ground some heifer, and you mix them evenly. So then we require shishin. Mashein kein, suppose you cooked in a pot, you had chatiches bosa, a number of chatiches bosa, and then you also put in a chaticha of chayr. So let's say the chticha of chilev is a kazayis, and the chticha's boso, the heter, is 50 gzeisim. Not shishi. The boso does not have 60 measures against the kazayis of chilev. But you see that the chticha's chilev is intact, it looks the same. So then you could argue, why should we require shishi? After all, nothing was niflat from the chatichas chayev. So, nothing, and let's say, suppose you weighed the chatichas chayev. You weighed the chatichas chayev before you put it in the pot, and then after it was in the pot for an hour, you weighed it again, and it's the same weight. So then you certainly could argue, nothing was niflat, but the same weight. The same way, before it was a kazayis, so kazayis is not a size of weight, it's a volume. I mean, suppose you measure the volume, and it was a kazayis, and then you measure the volume, and again it's a kazayis. Again it's a kazayis. So then you can argue, why should we require 60 gzeisim of boso? After all, nothing was different. No, we can't say that. Even though many times it could be that nothing was different. It doesn't mean that every time you cook something, so it must necessarily be different. But we never know. Sometimes a lot is different, sometimes less is different. So in Melee we have to consider the maximum. And you cannot say, but you see that the same chaticha is intact. It says, we measure it, it was a kazayis before we put it in the pot. Now we measure it, it's also a kazayis. So that's the best raya, that nothing is different. No, it's, the possibility is not excluded that, let's say, heavy kazayis or more was nifrat from the chatichas chayre, and that heavy kazayis was absorbed by one of the chatichas boso, by one of the chatichas boso, and the chatichas boso was paling to the kazayis, and that was absorbed by the heretofore chatichas chayre. So it looks the same. You can say it's from the point of view of probability, it's not very probable, but we don't know. So the melee, because of that, since everything is possible, so the halacha is that we have to consider the maximum. So what is the maximum? The maximum is maybe 99% of the kazayis chelet was nifrat from the kazayis, and it was absorbed by the chtichas boso, and the chtichas boso, the chtichas boso was stealing 99% of the kazayis from the boso, and that replaced the 99% of the kazayis that was nifrat. So the melee, the net result is that it has the same value and the same weight, but actually it was replaced by 99% of the chtichas boso, at 99% of the kazayis. That was nifla from the chtichas boso, that was absorbed by the heretofore chtichas chelet, and 99% of the kazayis of the chelet was nifla and was absorbed by the chtichas boso. They exchange in such a way that it has the same, that in the end it has the same volume in the same way. You can say it's not very likely, but we don't know. So in Mela we have to consider the maximum. What does it mean, the maximum? We require 60, no. We require 60 days. Even though you can recognize the chtichas chelet and you see that it looks intact. This is what he said. The Lord, before he such an inside of that, he knew what we say, she told some of the bapre, ela feel, umakile, we show. He's okay. So if some are connected to the Israel, she in the game in Kamalaitim. So, but, why do we say in the game in Kamalaitim? But we recognize the Chitikas Chayel. We measure it, we see. It, before it was a Kazayis, now it's a Kazayis. No, that doesn't prove that nothing was different. Maybe the major portion of the Chitikas Chayel was different. And it was replaced by a major portion of the kazayis of the chtichas boso that was nifrat from the chtichas boso, one of the chtichas boso, and was absorbed by this one. So the yidin kamayotu men, lificho, ha-mivashel v'gdirasisa shibasyeinu, oiteichi, kap shal isa beheta, v'chayigavne v'boso b'cholo, so v'chsameh neged kol agdeo, v'chineged kol ma'a shetochav me'akap, שאינו לילדים כמה בול, לא ישנהי של חרס, אוי של עץ, אוי מטס. Now here, this involves a very important halacha. All right, there is a machloket between the Rashbo and the Rambam. It's a very basic halacha, it was a cholom, the Tahubes. Now, first of all, you have to know there is a halacha of chticha nasis nevele. What does chticha nasis nevele mean? Chticha nasis nevele is certainly applies to Bosa B'chol. Then, without any doubt, it applies to Bosa B'chol. Whether it applies to showing suing, that's a question. What does it mean, Chtiva Nasis in there? Now, there is a Nisa of Pasa B'cholot. What is Pasa B'cholot by definition? Pasa B'cholot by definition, the Torah, the Gemara says, Loyos Chotei Oelo Dera Bishop. In other words, suppose a person will make, let's say, a sandwich of cheese and meat. He'll take meat and cheese and make a sandwich of it. He will not eat it. He will only be able to miss a rabbah. He will not be able to miss a rice. Because when did the Torah ask Bosa B'cholo only if the Bosa was cooked together in the chol? In other words, you take a chdichas Bosa and you put it in a kettle of milk, of boiling milk, and you put in the Bosa in it, so that's Bosa B'cholo. So in other words, so suppose a chdichas Bosa, a small piece of meat, falls into a kettle of milk that is boiling, so then the halacha is, if you gave it up, if you can feel the tam bosa in the hollow, so it's also, but if you cannot feel the tam bosa in the hollow, it's muta. Now, there is no way of testing it, because other Yisroelim can ask it fail a goy to taste it. But here I can't test it goy, because it was on the whole of the Yosar Anoy. Now we don't know whether the milk into which a piece of meat fell in for a moment, as the milk was boiling on fire, whether in that moment it absorbed the tam of the meat or it didn't. So how can we ask it goy to taste the milk? Maybe the goy will tell us, oh, of course, I feel it in the taste of meat in the milk. So then it will mean that we gave some drops of meat, of milk, of Bosa B'cholo, to the Goyim Matone and Sosa Banoi. So mainly there is no way of finding it out. So the only way of finding it out is if, let's say, the milk has 60 zeisim of milk, and the Chtichas Bosa that fell into the boiling milk is only one kazayis, so then we assume, we take it for granted, since there are 60 measures, 60 zeisim of milk as against the kazayis of Bosa, so in all probability, I mean, it's not only probability, it's in the Vada, so it's in Vada, it can be taken for granted that the Chtichas Bosa did not give it time Bosa in the hope. But suppose didn't ask Shiles, and the person didn't know, and he had a goy, a worker in the house, so he's his cook, so he asked him to taste it, and he tasted it, and he said, there is a tam of Bosa, so it was b'cholo. If the goy tasted it, you're not allowed to tell the goy, but suppose you did, and he said, he doesn't have a tam Bosa, so it's muta. So that's Bosa b'cholo. So what does Bosa b'cholo mean? Bosa b'cholo means that if cholov was nisbashel with bosa, so then the cholov gave tam cholov the bosa, or vice versa. If so, that the bosa gave the tam of bosa of the cholov, then a chtichas bosa that has a tam cholov is a chetzer bosa cholov. A milk that has a tam bosa is a chetzer of Bosa B'cholo. Now suppose you have a Chtichas Bosa that has a volume and size of 9 zeisim, and it was cooking on fire in the pot. Then a kazayis of milk dropped into it, and the 9 zeisim Chtichas Bosa absorbed 1 kazayis of cholo. So altogether, what is the total size? 10 zeisim, 9 zeisim. 9 zeisim bosa, 1 kazayis cholo. But they were combined together, they were synthesized into an entity of bosa b'cholo. That's the definition of bosa b'cholo. So the synthesis between bosa and cholo. So the whole entity of 10 zeisim is a chetzer of bosa b'cholo. Now suppose you finish cooking that chichas bosa that absorbed the kazayis cholo. So altogether, it's an entity, a hefze of 10 zeisim. Then you took it out, and you put it in another pot. in which other things Heter was looking. Which Heter was looking. So in order that the other part, the other Vira should be Mutter, you have to have 60 times 10. Not 60 times 1, but 60 times 10. Why? Because as the Gemara says in Chum, Kalabosor, Dr. Chetz, Chtircha Nasis Nehre, when the Kazayis Cholo is absorbed by nine Zaysim, Chtirchas Boso, so we do not say that only the Kazayis Cholo is the Heftz of Isya. But we say that the whole ten Zaysim is a Heftz of Boso Cholo. The Heftz of Boso Cholo. So, in other words, so in Mele, we have a Chtirchas Isya of ten Zaysim. Then you take this ten Zaysim and you drop it in another part, in another part, so then we have to have, in order that the other data should be mutter, we have to have 60 measures as against 10 zeis. 60 measures as against 10 zeis. In other words, how many zeisim must we have in the other day in order that it should be muta? We must have 600 zeisim. Suppose you say the other day has 60 zeisim plus the other day has 60 zeisim, and this has just one kazayis of cholo. So you have 60 negative. This the kazayis of cholo. The answer is, if we didn't say then we would only require 60 times one kazayis. But in view of the fact that we say so that means the moment the cholo gave the time of cholo in the boso, so the boso became a chetz of isya. Not only the cholo is also. That's the question. That in regard to boso cholo, we say chetichanas. But Rabbi Ephraim says that the halacha of tichanasis nevele we only apply to basa b'chalom, and that's the shita of most chachmiswar, not all chachmiswar, but most chachmiswar, and that's the psak by the tour and by the mechaber, that like Rabbi Ephraim, that when do we say tichanasis nevele only vis-a-vis basa b'chalom, because basa b'chalom, the cholov by itself originally was it baheta. Milk is muta bachile, the boso by itself. Is it bachete? Are you allowed to eat? But the Torah says, with sivashot divachalevine, once you make a synthesis between boso and cholo, then the synthesis is a chichen insoy. So that by definition, boso and cholo means you take two formatory and you combine them, you synthesize them into one chefze. What does it mean? A synthesis of basa b'cholov. If you combine them in such a way that the cholov gives it time, cholov in the boso, or vice versa. The boso gives it time, boso in the cholov. So basa b'cholov, so the two components of basa b'cholov were originally heka, and they became hefza v'iseya by virtue of the synthesis. So the mele, it's tichanas mele, mashein ke. Rabbi Ephraim says, suppose you have nine echtichas boso, heta. In the part, nine zeisim, it has a value and size of nine zeisim. There, a kazayis of chelet falls into that part. And let's assume that the nine zeisim echtichas boso absorb the whole kazayis of chelet. So there, it's not like boso b'cholov, where the two components, the original components, were heta by themselves. And then, by synthesizing them, combining them into one entity, it became an entity of Isa. No, the boso is Heter, and the cholov is Isa, the chelov is Isa. So there we don't say, Rabbi Ephraim says, the aloche of tichanas nevele. So there we consider only as Isa, only the kazayis chelov that it absorbs. If it wouldn't give it tam chelov in the boso, then it would become boto in the boso. So even the heretofore chelov would become mutter. But if the chilek is so substantial that it gives a tam chilek in the basar, so that when one tastes the chas basar, he can feel the tam of chilek, so then it doesn't become bottle. Tam bottle. All right, so it doesn't become bottle. But chtichanasis and veila, we do not say what is osa, only the kazayis chilek is osa. The melech, after the chtichas basar of nine zaysim, absorb the kazayis of chilek, together it's 10 zaysim. Suppose you take it out from that part and you put it in another part, and the other part has 60 zaysim or better. So then the other day will be muta, even though it doesn't have 600 zaysim or better. The answer is, if we do not require shishi neged the 9 zaysim of bosso. 9 zaysim of bosso is head there. It's only the kazayis of chilev that the 9 zaysim of bosso absorb that is isya. So the mele, if let's say, now, this was the balance. A 9 zaysim chtichas bosso. Then, this kazayis of chilev wrapped into it, and it was absorbed. It was nibble. So together it's 10 zaysim. I put it right inside here to indicate that it was nibble inside. So together it has a size of 10 zaysim. Then there is a cut with many chtiches. So I take out this chtiche and I put it here. Now, this has 60 zaysim. It doesn't have 600 zaysim. So Rabbi Ephraim says that this day are all the chtiches here. Why? Because we do not say chtichanasis mevele that even the 9 zaysim of bosor become a chetzer misa. You cannot eat it because when you eat it, you also eat the particles of the molecules of chelek. But the molecules of bosor remain heter. We do not say chtichanasis mevele. Only that because of the cholov we say chtichanasis mevele. Only that was the whole of this Ichtichnashmirele. Because the whole of was et abim yatzmei, and the bosor was et abim yatzmei, and by synthesizing them, then uniting them into one chepter, it became a chepter of Isa. Mashiach came here, only the chelev is Isa. The bosor is etter. So the mele, we do not take the last mele. So if you take out this chatirche, and you put it in another part, we only require in the other part 60 zaysim, not 600 zaysim. However, the other machine, the Ram, and Rashi, they say that the aloha of Tichanasis Nevele applies to all Yisrael. So maybe even in this case, we require 600 zaysim. Because once this tiche of 9 zaysim bosa, it absorbed the kazayis of chile, so the mele, even the heretofore molecules of bosor become chetzer misa. So everything is osa. So we have 10 zaysim isa. So then we need 60 times 10. 60 times 10. So in other words, 600 zaysim. That's the Turo, the Mechaba, they pass like a big time. There are no passings like that. That we say, Chtichanas is Nevele, Gabisholach. Now, there is a machleket between the Rajbo and the Ramban. The Rajbo Shit is, that Chtichanas is Nevele applies not only to an Eichel, but even to a Kele. Let's say, suppose, you are Mipashel, a Kazayis, Suppose you are mivashe. Let's say 9 zaysim cholov in a pot, and let's say I'm assuming the case that the pot absorbed all the 9 zaysim of cholov. Oh, every drop of the milk you kept it there for a long time, so it absorbed and it didn't evaporate outside. So let's say 9 zaysim of cholov was boiled in the pot, and the pot absorbed, definitely absorbed all the 9 zaysim of cholov in the pot. Then an hour later, so you wash out the pot, and you put in a kazayis of cholov. Not cholov, cholov was boiled first, of bosor. And you cook. And let's say this time, so the definitely absorbed the kazayis of Rosotu. So that means the Rechna Kli has two bliyas. It is Nivra B'Seichel, nine zaysim of Halot, plus one kazayis of Rosotu. So together, it's a Hefzel of Rosotu Halot. So the question is, in then you boil water in that part. Then you boil water in that part. So in order that the water should be mutea, so it must be such a volume of water, at least 600 zentim of water. So then the water, if you boil 600 zentim of water in that part. Now, we have to remember that the part has a bliya in total of 10 zeisim. 9 zeisim holo, 1 kazayis basar. In total, it has a bliya of 10 zeisim. Then you fill up, it's a big kettle. So you fill it up with water, and it has 600 zeisim of water. So then you boil that water, so you can drink that water. You cannot say, after all, but as a result of boiling water in that kettle, so the bliya of that is boluah innate in the teifen akli was flat, and it was absorbed by the water. And what kind of bliya is it? It's a bliya of also the hollow. So it requires, and we always have to consider the maximum. So maybe the total bliya of Bosom the Hollow, so was Niflat. So the Shite, so we say, true, Enochaname, assuming the maximum, that the total Bliye in the Deifen of the Kelev, which is 10 Xaisi, was Niflat. So we have 10 Xaisi of Bosom the Hollow, and it's Tichanases Nivele, but we still have 60 measures as against the 10 zeisim of Yisya, so it becomes bottle bishishi. Assuming that the maximum happened, and if the maximum didn't happen, the chavad would. In other words, so you certainly have shishi, but even if the maximum happened, that every particle of Beluah came out, and it was absorbed by the water, so how much could it come out? At most, 10 zeisim, but you have 600 zeisim. 600 zeisim of water, so it becomes bottle. The 10 zeisim of Bosom Hollow becomes bottle in the 600 zeisim of water. But suppose you don't have 600 zeisim, you have only 500 zeisim, 550 zeisim, 590 zeisim, 599 zeisim. So then it doesn't become bottle. Why? Because Tichanas is Nereila, by Bosom Hollow, everybody is Tichanas Nereila. So the Rashbo says that the aloha of Tichanas Nevele applies even to Goluah Mizrachim. The Rambam is a big maker. The Rambam says, when do we apply the concept of Tichanas Nevele if it's in a Nechel? But as long as it's Goluah in a Kele, so we don't apply the aloha of Tichanas Nevele. In other words, so according to the Rambam, if, let's say, a certain Kele, you put